Welcome to a Friday 7 minutes of Saints. We're making this one free, Andrew, because I believe in my heart, in the 10 years that I've been doing this podcast, with like seven of them with you, maybe, I forget the number, this is the greatest thing we've ever done. We are going to have a bracket of Sean Payton's worst decisions. It's magical.
It's magical, and I am very excited about this. I mean, some of these topics, I could not have remembered without the help of
Twitter. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, what happened was it sparked the whole Twitter thing. Is we did a podcast earlier Wednesday. Andrew thinks Latavius Murray is going to be a bust. And what that sparked on Twitter was people arguing what can and cannot be a bust. So me and Andrew were like, what is Sean Payton's worst decision? Let's do the worst busts of the Sean Payton era. And it just blossomed like a flower. We extended it out. We have people arguing on Twitter, Andrew, that Brandon Browner is not a fucking bust, which is just ridiculous. I mean, that's insane. But I want to thank, and I wish I knew his name, but somebody tweeted to me. He said, the Greenbrier better be in that bracket. And I was like, fucking right, the Greenbrier is going to be in that bracket. The Greenbrier should be a number one seed. And that's the kind of bracket that this is, Andrew. It's ridiculous. Tell the people the most ridiculous entrance into this bracket.
Well, first of all, at first, we were kind of going through personnel, like free agents, which, you know,
yeah,
I realized this is partially Mickey Loomis. You know, it's not all on Sean Payton, but, you know, we're calling this the worst Sean Payton decisions, you know, just because it's easier that way. But, yeah, I mean, when I look at what like, the worst decisions are, and we went from personnel to, well, wait a minute, like, what if we brought in the Greenbrier and Vikingen Gate and
Spagnuolo, and Rob Ryan.
So like we started to introduce all these ideas, and then, you know, so it started to get pretty out there. I mean, between like the pyramid scheme with Kevin Hauser and Mike. So like, but like the one that I didn't know about was the Xbox kid script.
Oh,
I guess
I know.
Sean Payton, I never knew about that. So I found out about that today, and I mean, I guess there you go. That's a piece of Saints news that I wasn't glued into for the first time.
You. Xbox kid, man. That's the movie script. That's the movie script that Payton wrote during his year sabbatical. But my favorite might be, and you text it to me. You tell the people what it is. It is. Tell them what it's my favorite one that you did.
Well, are you talking about the most recent edition?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. So we kind of got into it, like, because we were getting to a point where the field of 32 just wasn't enough. And we were like, man, we're going to have some tough decisions to make. And what happened was, you know, we brought up, well, what about Delvin Bro's leg? And so we were like, oh, yeah, that's got to be in there. But, like, once we decided to introduce Delvin Bro's leg, then we were like, well, who do we cut? And we had 32 that we felt really good about, and then we really just like, man, I don't want to cut this. So we ended up cutting Laurinaitis. And, I mean, that's a guy, like, who I think when we polled the fans and we were like, hey, who belongs in this tournament, most people, a lot of people responded Laurinaitis as a dead ringer before this tournament. And so just so you know, like, the quality and the depth and the jokes available to us in this tournament are so good that – James Laurinaitis did not make the cut.
Kobe Fleener didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
Okay. Martez Wilson was on the bubble for a while.
Yeah. I mean, it really was like the NCAA committee trying to decide, like, who they're going to let in. And, like, you know, the biggest – I mean, Laurinaitis was, like, last we have –
a 32 field with like Laurinaitis and Martez Wilson and Corey White didn't make this tournament. So, like, there's all sorts of other stuff.
I mean, Corey
could be in field of 32.
Corey White didn't make it. I mean, you know, you had
Patrick Robinson didn't make this tournament.
Yeah, well, Patrick Robinson 1.0. Man, Stanley Jean-Baptiste, he wasn't a number one seed, man. When we first drew this up, I would have bet a paycheck that Stanley Jean-Baptiste would have been a number one seed.
Stanley Jean-Baptiste's hot take might be out in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, this bracket, on you want to listen Monday, and you want to, if you're a patron, you want to live stream this son of a gun, because it's going to be wild. This is going to get us, this is going to be filler. We're going to do draft stuff and all, but this bracket, it's magical in the mistakes that the Saints have made over 13 years. I look at this bracket, Andrew, and I look at the people that didn't make it combined with the people that did. It's amazing that the Saints managed to win one Lombardi Trophy.
Let me just give you a taste of a couple first-round matchups here, just to kind of give you a taste of the decisions we're going to have to make right out of the gate, all right? We've got the Hauser Pyramid Scheme versus Champ Bailey, all right?
Oh, my God. Champ Bailey.
We've got Delvin Bro's leg situation versus C.J. Spiller. All right, we've got Steve Spagnuolo versus the Ornstein Friendship. We've got Olin Krutz versus cutting Mike Carney on his wedding day.
Man, I mean, those could be Elite Eight Final Four. I mean, all of those listed, they could be the champion of this, and they might be out Monday night. I mean, this bracket is a tour de force of failure. It is just amazing.
You know
that we can.
Like, it feels like when my son plays NBA 2K19 or whatever, and he just goes with the all time. He has a tournament, but he does it with the all time rosters. So like, it's just like, you know, the Bulls will have Michael Jordan playing with, I mean, Derrick Rose, for example, or like the Lakers will have Kobe playing with Bill Walton. And so that's what this tournament feels like, a 13 years of mistakes. And what it makes you realize is that Sean Payton, like, for a coach that's a genius that we love, who's had a lot of success, like, I don't think other coaches have this much ridiculous, weird stuff happening to them.
They don't. I mean, you have in this bracket, you have people like Jason David and Brandon Browner, who at first blush, you'd be like, man, Final Four, lock it in.
Hey, I'll tell you, Jason David's got to get past Xbox Kid movie scripts. That's
I mean, it's a strong.
That's not a given.
Xbox Movie Kid, that is a dark horse, a dark horse pick. If betting was legal, I would go to my bookie and put some money on the Xbox Kids, which you should go to mybookie.com and use the code HAPPY25 and get up to $1,000 in free play. Terms and conditions apply. My bookie, you play, you win, you get paid. But Andrew, here's the thing. This is I thought the most hated Saint ever was our best bracket. The quarterback bracket was fun, but they do not compare to the excitement we had while putting this together, me and you and Dave and Kevin on the group text. This thing, I'm as excited about this as I was about any free agent signing the Saints did this offseason.
I love it. And there are some free agent signings in this tournament, so the terrible free agent pickups that the Saints have had over the years, the terrible draft picks. But we're going to have a lot of fun with it. And listen, like, obviously we love Sean Payton. He's a great coach. This is a good time to do it because the Saints are in a good stretch, having some good success. So
I feel like the levity of it and the jokes will hopefully be well received, and hopefully you guys all know that this is all in good fun and in jest. And we're going to have a lot of fun with it, and so I think you guys will have fun with it.
It's magical. It's the most on-brand thing we've ever done.
Yeah, it really is.
So, anybody, this podcast is free. You're going to want to not only listen to the bracket, you're going to want to pay $7 to get a Saints Daily podcast. Get yourself over to Patreon. Sign up for the $3.28 a month tier at least. Or $3.28 a month here or higher, you get a free beer koozie by May 1st. So sign up on Patreon. If you're already on Patreon, don't do a thing. You already get a beer koozie. If you're on Podbean, get over and get a beer koozie. It's awesome. We are rolling. You think Saints News is dead and it's the dead? No, it's not, man. We fucking roll on like no other Saints podcast out there, and you need to be a part of it. We will see you Monday. When the bracket starts, have a fun weekend.